We resume our reading of this morning's Arizona Daily Star, and we start off hour two with the op-ed page. And I am going to read a special to the Star from or by Michael McDonald, who is the chief executive officer at the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. And his special is entitled, Help Empower Tucsonans to Create a Hunger-Free Future. It may seem difficult to picture a hunger-free community, but that's what we at the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona do every day. And with your help, we can make hunger relief about more than just temporary assistance. We can empower our citizens to create their own healthy, hunger-free futures. We see the effects of hunger every day across the 23,106 square miles we serve. We see it in the faces of seniors waiting at our main warehouse in Tucson for emergency food boxes. We see it in families at our partnering agencies in Benson, Tombstone, and Douglas, among others. And we see it in the eyes of children across five counties who receive our after-school snacks and weekend backpacks full of food. The statistics we deal with on a day-to-day basis are staggering. 17% of people in Pima County are hungry. 19% of Arizonans live below the federal poverty level. And almost 1 in 3 children in Southern Arizona is at risk for hunger. But for these statistics, there is hope. Hunger in our community is a problem, but it is solvable. This September, Hunger Action Month, let's change the message of hunger from one of despair to one of hope. Every day, we are strengthening our hunger relief programs, and therefore increasing food security in our community. We offer programs that empower our clients and will ultimately change the face of hunger in Southern Arizona. Take our Farm to Child program, for example. By using our expertise in growing food, we help parents and teachers improve children's access to healthy food in schools. We provide technical assistance and workshops to approximately 30 sites, nearly 50 since the program began in 2010. Oh, I think that means, so there's 30 sites, I think the nearly 50 is referring to the workshops, I guess. It's a little oddly worded, but whatever. We provide technical assistance and workshops to approximately 30 sites, nearly 50 since the program began in 2010. At each location, we provide troubleshooting and training on issues such as composting, hen raising, aquaponics, container and in-ground gardening, and food safety, to name just a few. Through our Community Foods Consignment Program, we offer gardeners and small farmers an opportunity to sell produce at one of our 3 farmers' markets on a consignment basis. At these markets, we sell local, naturally grown, chemical-free produce. Buying directly from the source keeps farmers farming and assures that you and your family eat fresh and flavor-filled produce. You get to know the people who grow your food, all while supporting your local food bank. We also coordinate workshops, the Youth Farm Project, and oversee Nuestra Tierra, a demonstration garden located on the grounds of our Tucson warehouse. Our Las Milpitas de Cottonwood is a 6-acre organically managed community farm in partnership with Pima County and City High School. Sitting on the west bank of the Santa Cruz Wash, a historic agricultural area, it offers irrigated sunken bed garden plots for participating neighbors to grow food and learn about composting, ecological restoration, and permaculture. And at the Caridad Community Kitchen and Caridad Culinary Training Program, we fulfill a dual role of feeding the hungry and training the unemployed and underemployed in a life-renewing professional career. Since the training program's inception in 2012, 62 individuals have graduated, and more than 75% have become certified professional workers in the culinary field. Hunger is closer than you think in Southern Arizona, but that doesn't mean we're without hope. Join us in changing the conversation and changing lives. So there are two sidebars. First, I did want to know how you listeners could respond to Michael McDonald. You can do so via email. His email address is mcdonald@communityfoodbank.org. And the other sidebar is entitled Get Involved. A nationwide campaign, Hunger Action Month, mobilizes the public to take action on the issue of hunger. Organized by the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks, the campaign brings greater attention to hunger in America and promotes ways to get involved. Some highlights of local activities, and there are three. 1. Hunger Walk on Saturday, September 20th. Walk, jog, run, or sprint to raise awareness and fight hunger. 2. Gardening in Small Spaces Workshop, September 25th, which I believe is a Thursday. Gardening helps, and that's the event, and then here's the description. Gardening helps ensure your food sources are sustainable for a long time. And here's the third event. Canstruction viewing at Park Place Mall begins Saturday, September 27th. Tucson area architecture, engineering, and contractor offices will design and build sculpture installations using only canned food at Park Place, address 5870 East Broadway Boulevard. Visit communityfoodbank.org/hunger-action-month for more event details, and communityfoodbank.org to donate your time or money today.